Of the Consummation of Death. Book 1, Chapter 16. Of the Marrow of Sacred Divinity, drawn out of the Holy Scriptures, and the interpreters thereof, and brought into method. By William Ames, sometime Doctor and Professor of Divinity, in the famous university at Franeker in Friesland. 1. The consummation of death is the highest degree of the punishment appointed, and to endure forever. As touching the degree, it is said to be infinite. 2. But it is infinite only in respect of the loss and privation, because it is the loosing of an infinite good, not in respect of sense or positive affliction, yet it may be said to be positively infinite in respect of the thing afflicting, but not in respect of the manner of afflicting. 3. Hence it is that there are certain degrees in this punishment, according to the variety of degrees which are found in sins. Luke 12:47-48. He shall be beaten with many stripes. He shall be beaten with few stripes. 4. As touching the continuance, this punishment is said to be eternal, or never to be ended. Mark 9:44, 46, and 48. Where their worm dieth not, and their fire never goeth out. 5. Now it is eternal. First, because of the eternal abiding of the offense. Second, because of the unchangeableness of the condition which that degree of punishment doth follow. Third, because of the want of satisfaction. 6. Hence it is that the incorruptibility of the damned is their immortality in death and to death. 7. The consummation of spiritual death in manner of loss is a total and final forsaking, whereby a man is separated wholly from the face, presence, and favor of God. Matthew 7:23. Depart from me. And chapter 25:41, go ye cursed. 2 Thessalonians 1:9. Who shall be punished with everlasting destruction, being driven from the face of the Lord and the glory of his power. 8. Hence follows the greatest and eternal hardening in evil and despair of good. Luke 16:26. 9. The consummation of spiritual death in matter of sense is fullness of bondage, whereby he is altogether delivered into the power of the devil. Matthew 25:41. 10. Hence is fullness of terrors of conscience and fullness of sin, for the damned do sin and will sin forever, although neither the same sins which were in this life as theft, murder, adultery, nor altogether of the same condition with them which they committed alive. For they offend chiefly in hatred, envy, indignation, and such like affections, which the sharpness of punishment gives occasion to. Also, these sins after death have not the same respect of desert which they have in this life, because then there is neither any possibility to avoid sin, neither is there place for threatening an increase of punishment by them. 11. Hence it is that sins themselves in the damned have more respect of punishment, but in those that live they have more respect of offense. 12. Terror of conscience is, as it were, a worm, perpetually gnawing. Mark 9:44, Isaiah 66:24. 13. The consummation of corporal death, together with spiritual, is first by separation of the soul from the body, 1 Corinthians 15:42-43. To which that change of some is answerable, which is like death, 1 Corinthians 15:51 and 52, 1 Thessalonians 4:15 and 16. Secondly, by casting the soul and body into hell, or that place which God hath prepared for the extreme torments of sins, Revelation 21:8. 14. Hence are pains and greatest vexations, both of soul and body, Luke 16:23. Hence are lamentation, howlings, gnashing of teeth, and such like effects of great vexation, Luke 13:28. 16. But of the place of hell, and manner of torture, and nature of outward things which pertain thereunto, because they are not necessary for us to know, the Scripture hath not pronounced anything distinctly of them. This audio recording was read by Michael Ives. I hope you found it enlightening and edifying. Visit westportexperiment.com for more audio resources, and where I write about parish missions, the care of souls, and all things Reformed.